This is Bonnie Sala with Reset. Humans naturally want to problem solve. We make our plans and then inform God how He can help us carry out those plans. Too often, our solutions don't turn out to be God's solutions. Early Christians struggled with this as well. When Peter was unjustly imprisoned, the early church faced the difficult problem of how to get Peter out. They could have tried storming the prison by force. They could have petitioned for Peter's release under their rights if they were Roman citizens. Or the church could have gone the lawless route and tried to bribe Herod. But God never encourages His children in deception or corruption. They could even have marched outside the prison, creating awareness among the public of Peter's unjust imprisonment. Instead, Peter's advocates did something seemingly illogical. They gathered to pray. Luke says, "But the church was earnestly praying to God for him." Perhaps their enemies laughed at them. Yet prayer turned out to be highly effective. God heard, answered the church's prayer, and dramatically unlocked the prison doors to release Peter in the night. Even those fervently praying were shocked. When we face difficult problems, it's natural to look for solutions, but let's look to God first. God's solution might be quite different from yours. Prayer isn't inaction, but an act of trust. We can still work toward resolutions, but never discount the power of prayer. God is not limited as we are.
You've just heard Bonnie Sala with Reset. Reset your life by spending time with the truth and grace of God's Word today. For more resources like this, visit guidelines.org.